Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
It's time to get our geek on. Hello, my darling Richard.
Morning, bestie. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. So good now you're here.
I'm just the awkward third wheel in this conversation. Hi, Richard. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good day, but football was good, wasn't it?
It really was. It really was. Port 4-1 and just chugging along nicely, other than the injuries. Hey, Richard, we got a lot to get through this morning. At about 3 a.m., Apple held a press conference with plenty of new products announced. Were you up to watch it?
Yes, I was. So, yes.
Of course.
It's all pre-recorded, but, yeah, well, I've done all that. So it's going to be a long day for me. Mate, some major announcements. We've got a new iMac coming with their own M1 chipset in it, so it's going to be super fast. 7 colours, 24-inch display.
Wow, 7 colours.
1080p camera, studio quality mics, better sound system on there as well. It's 11.5 millimetres thin. Extremely thin on there as well. It starts at $1,899. Will be available to ship the second half of May. A new iPad Pro, as we thought would happen as well. The big one, the 12.9-inch, we used mini LEDs at the back as well. It's been improved because we thought that would happen. As well, that's available to ship in the second half of May. That starts at $1,199. The one I'm excited about is AirTags.
They're
Apple's tracker. So people out there might know the Tile trackers out there as well. This is really like Apple's version of the Tile tracker. They will cost $45, or you can buy a pack of 5 for $149. You attach them to your bag, your keys. And then you can use your iPhone to locate it. Your iPhone will literally go along and say they are 5 metres away from you and give you an arrow pointing exactly where they are.
Andy.
If something gets stolen as well, it will actually use all the iPhones out there to help you try and get it back, which I think is great for people out there as well. So AirTags were announced. You'll be able to order those beginning on Friday, April 30th. New Apple TV with 4K on there as well. An iPhone 12 is now in purple. Do we really need a purple colour?
Oh, it depends what shade, Richard. Is it like a lilac or more of a deep purple?
A nice lavender.
It's a bit more of a lavender, I've got to say, as well. Oh, there we go. Somebody excited. And Apple Podcast subscriptions as well. So people can actually pay for ad-free podcasts. And it's also a way for people who make podcasts to make some money out of what they're doing as well.
Yes, which is what we like to hear, really, isn't it?
That's a hell of a lot of information there. AdelaideTechGuy.com.au. I'm sure you've got a list of all of that
up on your website. Everything's up on the website right now.
Now, the other thing that we would like to touch on this morning is how much artists actually make when you stream a song. I'm so confused by this. Please help us.
So every time you stream a song over Apple, the artist actually gets 1 US cent per stream.
Oh, those lucky ducks.
Well, I guess, you repeat songs, don't you?
Yeah, but it's not much. I've really got to say that. Now, it's actually double what Spotify pays. Spotify actually 1/3 to 1/2 a cent per stream, but Spotify's excuse is I've got a larger user base which generates more streams. Apple's payments come out of their monthly subscription revenue. With all the artists out there suffering from last year's pandemic as well, really they should be paid more out there. There's a bit of a call for this around the world now to be paid just that bit more. They actually make a lot more money when they put a video up on YouTube. People go along and do that. So, make sure you pay for your music so at least they get something, or make sure you listen to Power FM. That's what we like.
Now, before we get into the tech talk, I just want to ask you, best friend to best friend, how do you feel about soup as a meal? It's a debate we're having on the show this morning.
It's a meal?
It's a bowl of food.
I'm on board. It's a bowl of food. How much food do we need to eat?
Thank you.
Seriously, we soup for entree, main meal and things like that. We don't need all that. Soup will do you. Nice minestrone,
yes.
Chicken soup, one of those things. That's fine. That's all you need.
Yeah. Richard, this is why we're best friends, because we understand the good things in life.
Passable only as an entree. Let's see what you say about Crap Tech of the Week.
Crap Tech of the Week. I said Crap Tech of the Week. Richard Pascoe's Crap Tech of the Week.
Something we can all agree on. Crap tech. Richard, what you got?
Well, Molly, please don't take this when you go camping. It's a three-pack mini emergency LED water-powered flashlight.
Sorry, what? Now,
it's a water-powered flashlight. It activates... It says no power, no problem. It activates in 15 seconds by wetting the base. It's got no batteries in there, no plug-in, no power, and water is all it needs. It runs for 72 hours once you get it wet.
No, it doesn't.
You can switch it off to extend the light. It's perfect for power outages. Hopefully you can find water in the power outage. Blackouts, hopefully you can find the flashlight. Emergency preparedness, you can take it camping. There you go, Molly, hiking. Put it in the glove box. Hope you've got water in the car. Do they work? Well, the answer is probably sort of. They're not very bright at all. The quality's a bit uneven from the samples that I saw. The LED light, not very bright. They say they last for a long time, but once you use it, that's it. You're going to throw it in the bin.
Oh, really? So it's super wasteful.
Super waste. A single-use thing. Once it's done, that's it. Throw it in the bin. That's why it's the crap tech item of the week. Water-powered flashlights. You can buy them on Amazon. I would not bother.
Jeez. Well, you've basically confirmed it. I have no more questions. That is the crappest tech we've had on the show this week.
AdelaideTechGuy.com.au is where to get all the information about this morning's Apple announcements and everything else tech. If you need help, Richard's your guy. Mate, we'll catch up again next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, guys.